This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
I want you to step back and observe how we are all together living through a time of intense fascism, online fascism, when it comes to speech. And there are, of course, certain topics that you're not allowed to speak about. You're not allowed to talk about LGBT in any way other than just glowing praise and celebration. Oh, we love all your gender fluidity. If you say anything other than that, even if it's a point rooted in biological science, like men are born with testicles, you know, women are born with ovaries. If you just start citing biology, that's called hate speech, and you're shut off. And that's not the only topic, of course. If you talk about gun rights and you dare criticize one of these students who was involved in some kind of shooting and has now been praised as a superhero of the gun control movement, if you criticize any student, you are attacked, smeared, defamed. You're called a child killer. Now, keep in mind that the same left-wing fascists who are asserting all of this, they are actual child killers because they promote infanticide or abortion after birth. This is now law in New York and Vermont and other states. This is what leftists promote. They are actual child killers, but they call you a child killer if you believe in having, let's say, armed security guards at schools to protect students against insane, drugged up, psychiatric drug shooters. You know, they're always on SSRI drugs, by the way, just so you know. Now, of course, you can't talk about topics like vaccines. You're not allowed to say that vaccines are anything other than 100% safe and 100% effective, even though the government itself publishes quarterly statistics about the number of children who are harmed and killed by vaccines. If you cite the government's own statistics, you are censored, you're demeaned, you're called a threat to public health, and you're shut off. Now, I give you these examples to show you what they all have in common. Even when you say something that is true, even when you say something that is scientifically supported, even when you say, just say something like, vaccines contain mercury. Vaccines given to children in America contain mercury, right? That's a scientific fact. Still true. It's in flu shots. Some flu shots, not all. There are vaccine-free flu shots, but there are also flu shots with thimerosal in them, which is about half mercury, right? So you say something that's true, you are targeted and you are defamed and deplatformed and smeared and blacklisted and everything else. Why is that? Because we are living under a dark ages of internet fascism. I need you to realize that we are already in an era that is far worse than the Third Reich and its book burning. I'm not saying that we have a Holocaust happening in the same way as Nazi Germany, but we have a different kind of Holocaust happening with deaths of children from abortion, deaths of children from vaccines, deaths of children from psychiatric drugs, and so on. The numbers are not in the millions like the actual Holocaust, 6 million Jews slaughtered by Nazi Germany with the help of IG Farben, which is now Bayer and two other companies. It was a chemical conglomerate that came up with Zyklon B that produced the weaponized chemical, the gas that helped kill some Jews. So we're not at the scale of millions yet, but we are at the scale of easily, probably tens of thousands of children killed. Well, actually, I mean, just abortion alone. Isn't it hundreds of thousands a year now? I think it is. I think abortion deaths exceed cancer deaths or are close. I'd have to check the statistics on that, so don't quote me on that point. I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure that abortion deaths are in the hundreds of thousands every year in the United States, because I remember that Planned Parenthood was bragging about how they killed 7 million children, which actually does make it more than the 6 million Jews that were slaughtered by the Nazis. So I suppose here just thinking out loud that we actually are talking about something on the scale of the actual, the historical Holocaust of the Jews. Millions of children are being slaughtered, but you're not allowed to talk about it because Jack Dorsey at Twitter, who is a fascist, or Sundar Pichai or whatever his name is at Google, he's a fascist, or Mark Zuckerberg is a fascist, or Pinterest, or YouTube, all these tech giants, they're all run by fascists. And as fascists, they love to murder children. They actually love it. This is part of what they enjoy. You know, we could get into their demonic influences and how Satanism and child sacrifice is part of the philosophy of these companies. I've covered that in other podcasts. But I want you to know that they ban voices that try to halt child murder and child sacrifice and pedophilia, the LGBT indoctrination of children, to turn them, you know, into little pedo focus objects for twisted adults and so on. The tech giants are running the fascist agenda that makes sure all the voices of reason are silenced and all the voices of insanity that are advocating the killing of children, that those voices are allowed to rise to the top of the search engine results, the top of the YouTube videos, top of the Facebook feed, you name it, Twitter. The most destructive voices rise to the top. And this is indicative of fascism. If you lived under Adolf Hitler, and if you had a voice that said that you wanted to murder as many Jews as possible, that they were inferior people in your view, and that you thought they should be exterminated for the, you know, quote, greater good of the master race, as they called it, then you were celebrated. Remember, you were given a prominent position in the Nazi regime. You were rewarded, which is exactly what's happening today. But if you are pro-death and pro-child sacrifice and pro-murder and pro-abortion and pro-vaccines and all this stuff, you will be celebrated. So we are reliving Nazi Germany. It is here. And it actually is, as I mentioned, Holocaust-scale mass death. It's here. The book burnings have arrived. Amazon just banned a book by Tommy Robinson. The activist in the UK is critical of the Islamic invasion of Western Europe. Amazon just banned vaccine awareness films. The book burnings are underway. And of course, I've been deplatformed everywhere for daring to bring you this information. So the banning has begun. The depersoning is underway, like they destroyed. Well, they tried to destroy Alex Jones by claiming that he has no right to exist as a person and has no right to defend himself against false allegations. And they made up totally fake lies against him, like claiming that he threw a 10-year-old child to the ground. Yeah, I saw the video. It wasn't Alex. It was some guy in Iowa somewhere. It doesn't even look like Alex, by the way. Alex wasn't even there. Alex was in Austin, where he normally is. But the point is, it has begun. You are now living under fascism. And I have to say this carefully. I want you to remember, how did we defeat the fascists of World War II? Did we negotiate with Hitler? Did we talk with Hitler and get him to come to reason? Did Hitler suddenly decide to be fair to the Jews? No. The way we stopped the fascists in World War II was we put bullets through their heads. We dropped bombs on their cities. We put mortars into their squads. The way you stop these violent, deranged fascists, you don't negotiate with them. You don't try to coexist with them. Why would you try to coexist with Hitler carrying out the Holocaust? No. What you do is you eliminate them. You eliminate them from this world in self-defense. And that's exactly how you defeat fascism, and that's probably what's coming for our world, because this insane, deranged, lunatic, left-wing, fascist mindset that has taken over is so dangerous to society and so destructive to human life and so full of insanity and mental illness that it must be stopped, and probably a civil war is coming. And I just want to tell all patriots here, be ready. Be ready to stop fascism in the way that fascism has always stopped. It's the only way that it's stopped. And you need to be prepared to fight for freedom and the rule of law and reason, to fight to protect your communities, your children, your grandchildren, You need to fight to protect your country, your border, your president, your constitution. If you're not prepared to fight for these things, you will lose them. They will be taken from you. You will be, just like the Jews, you will be arrested at gunpoint, marched into a boxcar, transported to an incineration oven or a gas chamber or a work camp or some other kind of internment. This will happen if you don't fight. So be prepared. Never start the fight. Never start the violence. Be prepared to stop fascism. Be prepared to save your country. Be prepared to defend what is right. And always be the one who shoots last, not first. Let them start the shooting. But if they start it, we finish it. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams here. Read my website, newstarget.com. And you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. That's B-R-I-G-H-T, like the word bright, eon, E-O-N, brighteon.com. It's the YouTube alternative for free speech videos. Thanks for listening. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.